people pay good money to see this movie. When they go out to a theater, they want cold sodas, hot popcorn, and no monsters in the projection booth.
Everyone pretend podcasting isn't boring.
Turn it off.
Be back as soon as I can. Try not to kill each other while I'm gone.
Oxygen levels at 20%.
Dad?
Dad? Hello?
Mom, we haven't seen a living thing in 3 years.
The world can heal if we give it time. We just gotta keep at it.
Working on the O2 generator.
I need to replicate it.
If she could replicate Dad's invention, we could be onto something big, Ma.
Our air filtration system is failing. We don't get back.
25 people will die, but I need to see that machine, and I will see it one way or the other.
We gotta stop her.
Whoa. Making a mistake. They're not your enemy.
If I cut off their air, they're gonna die in there. Think about your daughter and do the right thing.
Quiet!
Give me the air!
We're in this together, right? We're in this together.
Hey folks, welcome to a special episode of The Projection Booth. I'm your host, Mike White. On this episode, I'm talking with Stefan Bristol. He is the director of the 2024 film Breathe, which is opening theatrically April 26th, 2024. The film stars Jennifer Hudson, Common, Mila Jovovich, and Sam Worthington. Had a very nice time talking with Mr. Bristol about this film, as well as his previous work, which was See You Yesterday. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the interview. How did this one come about for you?
I read the script. It was on the blacklist in 2019, and Doug wrote it in a way that's open for interpretation. So I gave my vision for the film to Thunder Road, who purchased the script for option and was set up state in New York on a farm. And I was like, this guy be in Brooklyn. And we... What we did is that we had to elevate the script a little bit. And one thing I noticed about the script is that everybody was talking about their children. And I said, well, we should anchor the movie around Zora and the protection of Zora, because the theme in the movie, a friend of mine gave me this Native American proverb, told me this Native American proverb that goes something like, we don't inherit the earth from our ancestors, we borrowed it from our children. So you use that kind of proverb for the film.
Where did you actually end up shooting this? Was this Brooklyn or was this more in a computer?
No, we shot it in outside of Philly, summer 2022. I wanted to shoot in Brooklyn. We shot it in a small town, small city called Chester, PA. Great small town. Community was very cool. They've already experienced filmmaking in their town being used for filmmaking. They did, I think, Creed 2 or 3 there. I'm not sure which one. And they was very supportive. They allowed us to do our thing. They was very curious about the film because it's predominantly black towns. When they heard Jennifer Hudson and Common was on set, we had to curb a lot of enthusiasms there, but they were lovely. They were such a lovely town. And I wanted to shoot in Brooklyn, but it was right after the pandemic. So the tax incentives for filming in New York was kaput.
It's got such a great look to it too, especially all of the outside pieces. Can you tell me a little bit about your DP?
Oh, Felipe Vera de Rey. My man, 100 grand. We go all the way back to NYU Graduate Film School. He's from Spain. Great cat from Spain. He did most of my work in film school, and he did my first feature film CU yesterday as well. And he's a very meticulous person and very creative and thoughtful guy. We didn't just want to, we wanted to make sure that what we wanted to do for the world is represented on screen. So like the idea of it all is that when oxygen is depleted from the planet, the blue, that nice bright blue sky is not going to be there, because that, including the oxygen, that's what makes the sky blue. So we say we want to make this, take away that, and we want an Earth that's had a little bit of oxygen is no Earth at all. It's another planet. So we wanted to represent Earth as Mars on screen. So we came up with the idea of making the atmosphere very orange. We got inspiration from Blade Runner, the latest Blade Runner movie. When you visit Las Vegas, that scene, it's some kind of inspiration there. But we want to make sure that the atmosphere is indicative of how Mars will look like, the planet Mars will look like. So he used this different orange filters to help capture that kind of feel, and then we tweaked it in post color.
And what kind of challenges did you have when it came to all of your actors, or so many of your actors, having masks on?
Let me tell you, those masks were made by hook or by crook. It was made by the brother of the costume designer, Alicia Silverstein. Her brother created those masks and equipment apparatus, and it was made so quickly and rushed and so hard. We haven't had enough time to really build those masks. And every time the actors would wear those masks, there were takes where the mask would fall off. And what's crazy also is that the actors can't even hear each other. So they like have to stop in mid-take. What did he say? Well, he's funny. There were a lot of times they really couldn't hear each other. They really had to project to the mask and speak up. But the actors were very, they embraced it. And it was hot. We shot it during the summer in over 98 degree heat, over 100 degree heat. They're wearing all these long sleeve stuff because scientifically, if we have to wear a long sleeve, because since the oxygen is out of the atmosphere, you would get hurt by the UV rays. So you have to wear long sleeves. That only makes sense. And the actors hated that shit. So it was quite a challenge.
Do you have to ADR all of their dialogue?
We had a great sound mixer and sound designer for the film. So no, I was surprised. Like, I thought I was going to do the ADR. Basil, our producer, thought he was going to do the ADR. Everybody thought they're going to come back. No, it cleaned it up pretty nicely. Yeah, it was pretty good.
You talked about the importance of children for this story, and this is the second movie now, third with your short version of See You Yesterday, and I haven't seen the earlier shorts than that. You're working with kids a lot. What kind of challenges is that for you?
You got to prepare for attitude. They don't want to work. They don't want to do it over and over again. They have to prepare for their damn attitude. Stop having an attitude. You're lucky the child labor laws is here. Go to work. No, they're challenging in a way that they'd love to challenge you, and it helps you grow a lot of patience. And they have a lot of great imagination and insight. There are times I have to pause and really listen to their ideas. Because a lot of times their ideas do elevate the script, or they have a concern culturally for them that I want to represent for the film. And that only helps the movies propel push forward. So,
was the mural, the I Can't Breathe mural, was that in the script, or is that something that you added to it? Because I thought that was brilliant.
I added to the script, and then I added my screen. The nod is obvious, so I'm not going to spoil it to everybody. But it's very important I did that.
I did see You Yesterday. Was that another pandemic film, or did you shoot that before the pandemic started?
No, we shot that before the pandemic. We shot that in 2018. It was a pandemic that was released in 2019. And then 2020 had a resurgence a little bit because the protests was happening that year, that summer. People correlated, which is a beautiful thing. People correlated my film to what was going on, and a lot of programs and schools and educational, what have you, pamphlets had my movie on the list and to represent the movement that was happening that summer. That was a big summer. I was in New York when protests started happening. And I was really touched that people thought of my movie to help what was going on at that time.
How was that adapting your own work, going from a short to a feature? Did you already have the feature in mind and you pared it down for the short, or did you expand out?
It was expand. Before I did the short, the first I had two drafts of a feature. Then I was encouraged to then make that into a short because I really wasn't ready to do a feature film yet. Then when I made that short film, I went back to my feature script that I wrote the first two drafts, right? But I threw those two drafts out the window because the short film informed what the feature should need to be. Does that make sense? So Akinia Fujika had to start from scratch, which is fine. As a first-time filmmaker, that short really helped facilitate not only my voice, but what the movie really needed to call.
What attracts you in a project? Do you even have your next one picked out yet, or are you still looking?
Different things attract me to a project, but it all starts with the script. If the script ain't good, I'm throwing it out. But there was one movie that the script was trash, but I needed to make this movie. And that was Gordon Hemingway and The Realm of Cthulhu. And I'm working that with Spike Lee and Lord Levin, Beatrice Levin, the Watchmen, and Hellboy, the latest Hellboy. And that's about an American gunslinger from America teaming up with the Ethiopian princess to stop fascist Italians from raising ancient Martha in the dead quote. A lot of different ways of a project tracks. Well, sometimes it's just a kernel of an idea, but at the end of the day, if the script ain't tight.
I usually ask filmmakers about the challenges that they face when they're making a film, especially a feature film. You've got the mask falling off. You've got 98 degree heat. You've got child actor. What went well for you? What were the things where you're just like, this was the easiest part of the whole process?
It was nothing that was easy. Every day was a challenge. Every fucking day was a challenge. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What were some of the other things that you're running into?
And I'm trying to, I'll hold my tongue for now.
What was the editing process like for this one?
That was challenging as well. When we had in the script, we got a lot. We shot and we was really shooting everything we had in the script and we just change. There's a process. There's always a process about things when it comes to writing, right? There's always a process. And the process is that the film is rewritten during set, and the film is rewritten again during post. And we did a lot of rewriting in post because what we thought would have worked is, for example, like, well, the script, we had a lot of close-ups and images of each person's breathing apparatus. Their time is ticking away. We actually see it. But once we try to put that on screen, it just got confusing and it didn't work. And then it raised more questions and whatnot. And it just doesn't make any sense. But because she was in the house and she was like, it was just too much. So we had to take that, but I strip that away and allow that to be implied. That's one thing. And then it was so that's just one kind of thing of post. And then Oriana Soto is such a wonderful editor. She did all of Andrew Dozimu's work. And the reason why I hired her, because not only she's just a great human being and such a charming person, she's like a sister to me now. The movie Mother of George from Andrew Dozimu is one of my favorite movies of all time. And Oriana did that movie. So I wanted Breathe as a movie about a mother and daughter trying to survive and whatnot. And I just didn't want to make it just a standalone action. I want there to be quietness. Sometimes I want there to be about the family, about the acting and performance. And I needed someone like Oriana to do so. It took about a year because we had to bring in another editor to help us with the action, because I'm still green in the action space and Oriana as well. So we brought in another editor to help us with uplifting the action beats.
Mr. Bristol, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, man. No, thank you so much, man.
We'll be right back.
afraid to care. Leave, but don't leave me. Look around and choose your own ground. Long you live, the higher you fly, the smile you give, the tears you cry, all you touch and all you see. You fly.